Welcome back to another edition of Stars Radio, your short track auto racing source, a production of the Zeus Radio Network for Racers Reunion Radio. Well, what a great show we got lined up for everyone tonight. We're going to have a fantastic 16-year-old young lady who is just tearing up the racing world, Macy Causey, on the show. We're going to have some track results a little bit later on in the show. Some great racing that happened this past weekend. It's that time of the year. The season's winding down. A lot of tracks has had their final race. There's one or two races left out there before the season's over with. But I love this time of the year also. I love going to the big races, but this is an opportunity when I get a chance to really sit down and talk to a lot of the guests that I wanted to talk to during the racing season, but everybody's so busy and it's hard to get a hold of everybody. But I want to take the opportunity to welcome somebody that comes from a big-time racing family. I want to welcome Macy Causey to Stars Radio. Welcome, Macy.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, we're doing great. I got to tell you, Macy, I followed your racing career. I followed your dad's racing career. I even followed your grandmother's racing career.
Right.
So before we get started tonight, can you fill our listeners in a little bit about your racing background and how you got involved in racing and bring us up to the 2016 season?
Yeah, I got started racing from my grandmother, Diane Teal. She was the first woman to win a NASCAR sanctioned race at Langley Speedway. My dad and my mom both raced, and then that's pretty much where I got it from. Started racing when I was 8 years old. I would always go to the racetrack with my dad and see him race in the Legends division. And then when I was 8, I started racing Bandoleros at Langley Speedway. And then I actually won a championship in Florida in that division. And I did a little bit of arena racing in the youth division, indoor racing. And then when I was 11, I started racing a dirt sportsman late model at Virginia Motor Speedway for 2 years. And then in 2014, I moved up a lot more and went to asphalt late model and ran a little bit at Langley and Shenandoah. And then this year, I ran at Dominion in South Boston and then big race in Myrtle Beach and as well as Martinsville.
Well, Macy, you've got a great racing resume right there, and your success backs up that racing resume. You mentioned that you got to start racing in the Bandoleros, and there's a lot of young racers nowadays. That's where they've got started at. A lot of them got started in karts, and I believe both of your parents raced karts at one time. I actually remember a story that I was told down at Myrtle Beach a couple weeks ago about a race between you, your mom and dad, and I believe your mom was outrunning your dad. I guess she's got a little bit of bragging rights when it comes to head-to-head racing with your dad. But you know, I spent some time up in the Hampton Roads area and spent a lot of Saturday nights out there at Langley Speedway watching your dad race the Legends cars. And you know, he's one of the best when it comes to Legends around that area up there. And you know, he was racing against some of the best Legend car racers there. And you know, you mentioned it about your grandmother Diane Teal. You know, again, just another great racer. You know, a lot of people, you know, didn't know a whole lot about females in racing back in the 70s,
right,
when she got started. You know, it was something that was kind of unusual. It was outside the box, you know. So when she come in there and is whooping up on the guys, you know, she really made a quick name for herself. And now that's carried on down the line. And now Macy is racing. And you've done very, very well. And I got to tell you, I saw where you raced some arena cars and you got some dirt experience. And as someone who had an opportunity to drive an arena car, I didn't need to run but just a few laps in it and tell you that I didn't want to do it. It was just too fast action for myself. But, man,
yeah,
what a...
Yeah, it's intense. You're going really fast in a really small track.
And it is, and it teaches you a lot because you got to think quick. And then you raced on the dirt up at Virginia Motor Speedway. It teaches you a lot of car control. And now you're racing the late models. What's it like,
right,
being a female in a predominantly man's world here in 2016?
It's definitely different. You have people that still don't agree with it, Because I remember my grandma telling me when she used to race, she always had people in the stands that would say that she doesn't belong here and stuff, and it was really big to have a female in the sport. But now things are a little different, but I still have a couple people, like, during meet and greets, they're like, you need to do this, you need to do that, you're not like everybody else. And I'm like, I know I'm not like everybody else. That's why I'm here. I'm different. So it's not really the fact that it's different. It's just I have to learn to just kind of look past that. But as far as people telling me certain things or judging the way I race or what I do, I just kind of look past it and make sure I give everybody the same respect that they give me.
Well, that's the best way to look at it, Macy. You know, you've proven yourself. You've won championships. You've won races. You've moved up the ladder, and you've been successful at every step along the way. As far as racing against the guys, what thing would you say has been the hardest thing that you've had to overcome racing against the guys? Is it just the negativity that you are a female, or does most of the guys pretty much accept you as a female racer?
When I first started racing in the late model division, because that's pretty much where it started, as the male-dominated sport, started really when I moved up to late model, so I just knew that to not get all that negativity, I needed to be respectful. So my first race, everybody was like, what is this girl doing here? Like, what is she going to do? How is she going to race? We never know what she's going to do. So the first thing was to make sure that I had respect from the very beginning. I didn't mess up. I didn't, if I was a lap car, I would definitely not get in the way. But yeah, the hardest thing is probably just getting the respect and the negativity going around, but I honestly don't think that there is much of it, which is definitely a good thing.
Well, that's great that you've been able to overcome that and move on forward. And, you know, now you're racing these late model stock cars. Man, what a transition moving, you know, up the ladder, running these cars. And, you know, this is not no little street stock car that you're racing. And you're going out there and you're being very competitive and you're showing people that you can race. And you've had an opportunity to race at several different racetracks now. Of all the racetracks right. You've had an opportunity to race at, which one do you like the best, Macy?
Ever since my first year last year at Myrtle Beach, I was like, this is my favorite track. I love this track. But when I went to Martinsville last year, I was like, I don't really know if I like this track, but that was also because I didn't do very well. And then I went back this year and qualified 11th out of 70 cars, so I'm like liking that track. But from the beginning, I loved Myrtle Beach. I loved everything about it. And Mom was like, really? That's crazy. But a lot of people don't really have, that's not their favorite track. So besides my home track, Langley, I've only gone to about 5 tracks, but I would definitely say Myrtle Beach.
Well, I believe you raced some up at Dominion Speedway here in 2016. What was it like going up there to a brand new track and getting some laps in up there?
Yeah, most of my season was definitely at Dominion. It was a really nice track. I actually did extremely well there. Going on to a brand new track, it's a lot different and it's a lot faster compared to what it is later on into the season. But I had quite a couple top tens and even a couple top fives and got to run up front with Nick Smith, the champion. He won the championship there this year and got to outrun Matt Bowling, the 2016 champion, and almost led quite a few laps and was in second for about 125 laps in a race, and my best finish there was fourth. So I think Dominion is definitely on our schedule for next year.
Well, obviously, going to Dominion and it being in their inaugural season, you were kind of on an even playing ground because nobody really had no more experience there than what you had there. So, you know, maybe that was part of your success, being able to run there and run very competitively there at Dominion Speedway.
Right, yeah. I used to run Banders at Old Dominion Speedway. But it's definitely completely different moving up and a newer track, but definitely the location and stuff. I could say it probably helps me.
Well, now you're part of the driver diversity program, and I believe this is your second year as being chosen as part of this driver diversity program. Tell us a little bit about that and what it entails for you to be involved in this.
Yeah, the driver diversity program, I'm super excited. Last year I got invited to the combine, and I was only 15, actually 14, and didn't get selected. And hopefully, from what I was told, it was definitely more of my age of my ability, but it definitely helped me because this 2016 season, I've done a lot. I've actually accomplished a lot and learned a lot and took big steps. So I think it was definitely helpful going into the combine this year. So hopefully we'll know something sometime soon, but it really does mean a lot. I think their knowledge that their team has and the resources, I think it'll definitely be successful for me. And I'm looking forward to it, and I'm hoping for the best.
Well, it's just an honor to have an opportunity to go and try out for that. And I think you'll do very well with the diversity program. I think it's a great opportunity for young people that's coming up through racing to have an opportunity to be part of that program that they have over there. I think it's just a fantastic program that was started. I was looking over your website today and looking at some different things on there, and I saw where I believe you were like 8 or 9 years old and you had a chance to go be on Today Show. How did that wind up?
Yeah, I went on Today Show when I was 8 years old, and it was fun. I was really young though, so I didn't really get to say much, but I realize now like how big it is to be on the Today Show, but it was definitely exciting. We took lots of pictures.
Yeah, I saw a video that was put up, and it's just a great little clip. And man, you know, what an honor to have an opportunity to be there and do something like that. You know, you go racing each and every week there, Macy. You've got to have some people that's been supportive of you along the way, whether it's sponsors or crew members or whatever. Who are some of the people that's been big influences in your life?
For my racing career, it's definitely been my mom and my dad. They provided a lot when sponsors weren't there at the time. So my dad, he does a lot of the work on the car. He's on the radio with me. My grandmother, from where it all started, I don't know if racing would have been my thing if it wasn't for her, and my mom and dad. And my crew chief, Glenn Healy, he's done a lot. He came on with us like maybe 2 years ago, and has always been at the shop. And also my mentor, Matt Waltz, his knowledge that he brings as an engineer, it's helped me a lot, and I think that's what made my end of my 2015 season and definitely all of my 2016 season a lot better, thanks to Matt Waltz. And we had a new sponsor come on board at the beginning of the season, Total Comfort Heating and Cooling, Tim Knight. And CVX Modular Home, and I have Chris Crowther, which is my tire man, and John, and just a lot of friends and family that are supportive of my team and that come to the shop to help out, and my family.
Well, you know, Macy, it's always great to have those people that's willing to put that effort in and come and spend their nights working in the race shop and going to the racetracks with you, and then having some financial support from some sponsors. That's always a plus. But you mentioned CBX Modular Homes, and I got to tell you, I think I've seen that around quite a few times. Who's involved in that company there? Because they've been involved in racing for a while.
Yeah, CVX Modular Homes is my mother's company.
I knew the answer to the question. I just wanted to make sure that you put it out there, exactly what CVX Modular Homes, how they were involved in with you guys. It's great to have that family support. I got somebody sent me a question here, Macy, and they want me to ask you, do you ever give a call to your grandmother and ask her from advice from a female standpoint in racing, and is she actively involved in your racing career?
She is definitely involved in my racing career. She's never missed a race. She's missed maybe a few practices the day before, but she's always with me at every race. she's the one crying after the race. She's always tears of joy, always happy, no matter how good or bad I do. And as from looking at the female standpoint, asking her questions, I don't really ask her much, but she definitely has told me from the beginning of my career that to don't let just because it's a male-dominated sport get to me, because of how it was when she raced. It was definitely really bad, but she's definitely told me to not give up just because I'm a female in this sport.
Well, I had an opportunity to talk to you, your grandmother down at Myrtle Beach during the autograph session, and just what a wonderful lady to talk to. I could have stood there and talked to her all night, but I know she was busy helping you, passing out different, I believe y'all were passing out some koozies or something other during the autograph session down at Myrtle Beach.
Right.
I got another.
She's always trying to help out.
I got another question for you, and you may laugh at this question here, but I'm going to ask it to you. I'm not exactly sure who it come from because it's a phone number that I do not recognize that I don't have in my phone. So they want to know if you have a boyfriend and have you started paying attention to boys and is that going to affect your racing career?
I do have a boyfriend. He actually lives in Ohio, though. So he actually came to a race in Myrtle Beach. He flew in, but we've only been dating for about 4 months or 5 months. So, but I don't think having a boyfriend has messed with my racing career or my racing schedule as of now, but I definitely think he's really into my racing, and he knows how much time and effort I put into it, and that him and racing are definitely on the same level. He's definitely not above racing, so he definitely knows that, and he definitely understands that, though he doesn't race, and he doesn't know a lot, but he's willing to learn about it and work with me.
Well, I got to tell you, if you were my daughter, that would be the perfect answer that you could give right there. What a fantastic answer there. I was kind of scared there for a second at where you was leading with that question or with that answer. So, well, Macy, can you tell us a little bit about what your plans is for 2017, where we might see you racing at?
Right. It really all depends on Rev Racing and their schedule. If I do get accepted, they'll have on their website a little bit on where I'll be racing with them. I'm not quite sure. But if not, I'm going to keep doing my thing in the late model division, probably at Dominion Raceway. And I'm not quite sure if we'll travel around, but if we do, it'll definitely be on my Facebook page and all of my websites that I have on social media that you can follow me on. And definitely to just travel a little bit more, but definitely the big race at Martinsville and Myrtle Beach next year, hopefully.
Well, Macy, I got a question I like to ask all my guests. In 5 years, in the perfect racing world, where would Macy Causey be racing at?
At a higher level than I am now. Just slowly moving up, going from K&N to Xfinity and eventually making my way to Cup. I don't know where I would be, but moving up and gaining experience and learning as much as I can is definitely where I'm at now.
Well, Casey, Macy, I want to thank you for taking some time and joining us here on the show tonight. It's great to have you on here, and I'd love to have you back maybe at the beginning of the season, find out how the diversity thing is working out, find out a little bit more about your schedule, and if you ever got a sponsor that you want to promote or something, give me a buzz. I'd love to help you out by promoting that sponsor, or if you just want to come on and just talk some general racing, you're always welcome to come back here on Stars Radio.
Thank you so much, and thank you for having me.
It's definitely a pleasure on our end. We love talking to young talent here on Stars Radio, and you are truly a talent. It's in your genes. Hopefully there'll be many checker flags during your 2017 season, and next time I get a chance to run across you at the racetrack, I'll come up and introduce myself.
Most definitely. Thank you.
Macy Causey, a 16-year-old young lady making a name for herself in the racing world. She's doing very well. Jeff, you know, we love talking to the young talent, and been following her dad's racing. Ben, I was up in the Hampton Roads area for quite a while. I knew a little bit about her dad and her grandmother, and now this young lady's doing very well. And I think we're going to see her moving up the ranks. In 5 years, I would not be scared to say that she may be running a Camping World truck in the five-year time frame there. But, man, we just love this this young talent. We got some track results we need to do here right quick. Do our hot lap segment. We're going to start off at Antioch Speedway up in Morganton, North Carolina. And what a great event they had up there this past weekend. Was not expected to turn out in both the fans and the cars. From what I understand, they run out of food. They run out of stuff to drink. And that's a good thing. That's a very good thing when you're at a racetrack and you got that kind of crowd. So I want to Jason Smoot and his group up there at Antioch, I want to make sure I give their track results out. We're going to start off in the Heinz Performance Renegade division. Your winner was Joey Barker. Second was Duck Rowland. Third was Aaron Hemby. Fourth was Steven Toggles. Fifth was Dustin Thompson. And they had 13 Renegades. In the Pure Stock 4 class, Philip Benfield was your winner, followed by Patrick Annis, Austin Caudill, Dennis Kirk, and Riley Dunfield rounded out the top five, and it looks like that they had about 21 in the Stock 4 class. In the Limited Sportsman division, Brian Nance was your winner, followed by Sammy Cook, Jason Gulledge, Jake Gibbons, and David Capps, and they had 13 cars in the Limited Sportsman division. In the Pure Stock V8 class, Josh Blanton was your winner, followed by John McGrath, Corey Certain, Rusty Jackson, and Barry Thornton rounded out the top five, and they had 7 cars in the Pure Stock V8 class. In the Heinz Performance Crate Modified class, Steve Dietrich was your winner, followed by George Ann, Richard Clue, Chris Stowe, and Bobby Jones, and they had 9 Modifieds. In the Thunder Bomber class, Barry Thornton was your winner, followed by John McElrep, Jamie Major, Mike Benfield, and Kenneth Brown, and they had 12 cars there in the Thunder Bomber class. In the Philip Knight Memorial Vintage class, Chris Fincher driving Kenneth D's machine was your winner, followed by Timbo Mangum, Marty Spindle, Mike Hams, and Charles Nelson rounded out the 5-car vintage field. In the Super Stock 4 division, Paul Butler was your winner, followed by Keith Hart, Adam Piercy, Roger Nance, and Jessica Mendenhall, and they had 16 cars in that division. In the Young Gun division, Alex Motes was your winner, followed by Matthew Wallace, Dallas Thornton, David Graham, and Jordan Muncy, and they had 11 cars in that division. In the Blue Ridge Outlaw Late Models, Timbo Mangum was your winner, followed by Adam Yarborough, Mike Huey, Jimmy Mack, and Brandon O'Neill, and they had 26 cars in the Blue Ridge Late Models, Outlaw Late Models. In the Front Wheel Drive division, Isaac Willer was your winner, followed by Ray Hudson, Mike Balcom, Kenneth Miller, and driver of number 74W was fifth, and they had, it looks like, 30 cars in that division. At Kenley Motor Speedway this past weekend, in the late model division, Tommy Lemons Jr. was your winner, followed by Brendan Queen, Matt McCall, Deke McCaskill, and Jonathan Finley, and they had 31 cars in the late model division. In the super late model division, Kristen Eakes was your winner, followed by Austin Thoreau, Tate Fogle, Jake Crum, and Clay Jones rounded out the top five, and they had 12 super late models. In the Bandolero division, Ethan Johnson was your winner, followed by Josh Spears, Parker Fraser, Cole Bruce, and Matthew Garanis rounded out your top five, and they had 10 cars. Limited late models, Bradley McCaskill was your winner, Alex Fleeman was second, Carl Baczynski was third, Kenneth Mercer fourth, Tim Allensworth was fifth, and they had a total of 17 cars. In the UCAR division, Ronnie Buckshot Jones was your winner, followed by P.J. Flyers, Chris Hales, Aaron Crumpler, Travis Miller rounded out the top five, and they had a total of 16 cars. And in the Southern Lightning Modifieds, Robbie Babb was your winner, followed by Kyle Wood, Matt Carter, Hunter Slayton, and Jimmy Humlett, and they had 12 cars. Legend division, Dylan Spain was your winner, followed by Tommy Jackson Jr., Mason Diaz, Alex McCollum, Taylor Webb, round out your top five, and they had, it looks like, 18 cars there at Southern National. Remember, folks, if you would like your track results, which I know the seasons are winding down, announced here on Stars Radio, give us a shout. Send me an email at starsradio@racersreunion.com, and we'll get your track results out there. We appreciate everybody who tunes in and listens to the show. We'll see everybody back here next Monday night for another edition of Stars Radio. But before we go, our military unit of the week is the 1st Construction Battalion of the United States Navy Reserves out of Charleston, South Carolina. You are our military unit of the week. If you want your military unit recognized, again, send me an email at starsradio@racersreunion.com, and we'll recognize your military unit. We thank each and every one of our military out there. We'll see everybody back here next Monday night for another edition of Stars Radio, your short track auto racing source, a production of Zeus Radio Network for Racers Reunion Radio. Good night, and God bless.